Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. And today is October something merjigger. I'm thinking it's like the 27th or something like that. But, you know, it's just paradise, rather, when it comes down to being a conservative, proud patriot. But boy, right about now, they're trying to make paradise seem like Hades. That's what they're trying to do. And so that's why y'all got me, Kevin from Kevin's Corner. And I'm going to try to make some sense out of all of this nonsense. Now, if this is your first time joining my show, there is a phone number posted up in the back. All right, don't be calling me just for the heck of it, all right? Calling me talking about some what's up. Well, nothing. Did you want to talk about? No, I'm just, you know, want to wrap these. Okay, what's up? Man, don't do that. But you can call to, you know, talk about what's going on, vocalize your opinion, your feelings, and all that stuff. As long as you don't use no filth, farm filth, we good. Okay. Now, other than that, there are very few rules except for I hope if you are here and you're a little sensitive, you might want to toughen up a bit because I do joke sometimes, quite often actually, unknowingly sometimes purposely. But nonetheless, that's a joke. And I do not spare myself in the jokes. So with that being said, so we don't waste not one more second dealing with this nonsense. Let's get it. A real gorilla. And you know, I was just talking about a cape before we started the show. I might need to get me one of those because maybe I could be no nonsense man. See, maybe not the Dracula cape, but a cape to fight all this nonsense. All right. Yeah. Able to smash narratives in a single bound. All of that stuff. No nonsense man. So with that being said, we're going to get into this nonsense tonight. But wait a minute, y'all. We got, is this a sponsor? Is this a sponsor? But for some reason, they're not sponsoring Kev's Corner. So who could this company be sponsoring? Let's check it out. Here's a commercial.
It's brought to you by Pfizer. CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer. Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer. This week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
To the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer. And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer. Meet the Press. Data download. Brought to you by Pfizer. This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer. On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer. Just.
Now, what I don't understand, y'all, is why is Pfizer sponsoring all these liberal activities, networks, shows, and stuff like that? No wonder they get up there on their shows, and they never talk about anything but that you-know-what that drives business to you-know-who, that happens to also be spending a lot of chips on these networks. Now, I'm just thinking out loud, like the villain and the hero. If I'm a money-hungry person that has a network or a particular show or a news station, and I'm saying, wow, Pfizer's willing to pay $30 million a year in advertisement, but I probably don't want my people getting on there going too hard against the you-know-what. I'm just saying, probably lay off of that. Steer away from that topic. In fact, how about you encourage folks? Y'all scratch our back, brought to you by Pfizer, and we'll scratch your back. Go out and get the mocks. You see how that mic just worked? Notice I didn't see Fox News, brought to you by Pfizer. One American News, brought to you by Pfizer. Kevin's Corner, brought to you by Pfizer. They ain't call me. Why'd they call me? Like, yeah, we know you got a small show on YouTube, but we like to advertise on your show. They didn't do that? I wonder why. Anyway, but wait a minute, though, because just like all of that crap we just heard brought to you by Pfizer, we got us a poet that is an independent thinker, brother, too, big dude, too. I like poetry, y'all. Don't y'all? And this man that wrote a poem called Just. Let's see what this man is talking about.
Just. Okay. It's just a short shutdown. It's just 15 days to slow the spread. Hmm. It's just social distancing.
Okay.
It's just 6 feet apart. Oh. It's just a temporary furlough. Hmm. It's just working from home. Whoa. It's just a few layoffs. Yeah. It's just the non-essential. Hmm. It's just temporarily closing your small business. Oh, wow. It's just closing down your church. Mm-hmm. It's just cashless payments. Oh. It's just to protect yourself. Hmm. It's just to protect others.
Oh, wow.
It's just online learning for a semester. Hmm. It's just online learning for 2 semesters.
Wait a minute. This dude is deep. This dude right now, he's got me all caught up, man. I'm sitting there philosophizing with him. Okay. So what you're telling me, philosopher, is that just can be used to continue doing something that you know might be pushing the bar, but you downplay it by using the term, it's just. Okay. Let's continue hearing about this poem right here, Just. Here we go.
It's just mandatory so kids can go back to school. It's just virtual graduations. It's just one lonely Thanksgiving. It's just one lonely Christmas. It's just one lonely Easter.
Y'all, man. Last night, I spent another lonely Christmas. All because we couldn't get together. Isn't that interesting? All of this stuff that this dude is dropping in this poem right here, I'm reminiscing. See, he's taking me back 2 years ago. See, that's what he's doing. About 2 years ago, I was hearing all of these just. That's what I was hearing. Ah, it's just 2 weeks to slow the spread. It's just everything he's saying. We all were going, yeah, well, okay, I guess. It's just a little longer. It's just so we can go back to work. Where does that just end? Huh. Let's see where he's going with this.
It's just one lonely birthday. What? It's just canceling one baby shower. Okay. It's just one wedding you'll have to miss.
Oh.
It's just not seeing your grandparents this year.
Oh, my.
It's just not being able to lay them to rest.
Wow.
It's just a piece of cloth.
Ooh.
It's just a face shield.
Yeah.
It's just something medical workers should wear.
Yeah.
It's just one thing to cover your face.
We heard it all.
It's just 2 things to cover your face.
Then we went to 2.
It's just so you can get on an airplane.
That's
it's just something you have to wear all the time. It's just one stimulus check. It's just 2 stimulus checks. It's just 3 stimulus checks. It's just an eviction moratorium. It's just another $1 trillion of your tax money. It's just unemployment benefits.
That's all it is.
It's just so you can keep staying at home. It's just one injection. It's just 2 injections.
Okay.
It's just a few bad reactions. It's just a few side effects. It's just a booster. It's just updated guidance. It's just until we get the new variant under control. It's just a little card. It's just another mandate. It's just another lockdown. It's just a face scan. It's just a curfew. It's just a safety measure. It's just a microchip. It's just so everyone can prove they've gotten it. It's just door-to-door enforcement. It's just separating those who chose not to get it from society altogether. It's just a fact check. It's just to fight fake news. It's just silencing those conservatives.
Oh.
It's just deplatforming the president. It's just deplatforming his supporters.
Oh,
it's just silencing those who question the narrative. It's just giving up a few of your freedoms.
Oh.
It's just so you can have a bank account. It's just so you can have a job. It's just so you can enter the store. It's just so you can provide for your family.
Oh,
it's just so we don't take your kids away from you. It's just so we can contact trace. It's just so we can track your movements. It's just so you can exist. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal.
Wow. Y'all hear that? That reoccurring word is just so we can get back to normal. How many times y'all heard that just? We all are guilty of justing ourselves into some mess. We've all justed ourselves like, you know what, I'm just going to do this one time. All it takes. Folks right now have justed themselves into becoming alcoholics, drug addicts, all types of things because the just lowers your senses. See, when you say, all right, I normally don't shoot up heroin, never have. But I'll try it just once. That could be the only just it takes for you to be a drug addict for the rest of your life. See, so here's these folks, justing us right into what he's talking about. Don't you think that during the, and you know, I hate to make these comparisons, but boy, seems like that's where they're trying to go. Don't you think they justed a whole bunch of people in Europe and in Germany right into the Holocaust? I'm quite sure they didn't come out like, look, I'm going to tell you exactly our plans. It was probably a progression of just Hey, look, it's just this. It's just that. You just got to wear a star. That's all we want you to do. It's just until it wasn't no longer just. It's just the fact that we are now tyrannical. And we want y'all to shut your mouths and get in your house before we lay our hands on y'all. That's what the just becomes. As you justify them removing more and more of your liberties. That's the key. It's the psychological effect. You're justifying it. And they're hitting you with reasons to do it. It's just, look, you want the kids back in school, right? Uh-huh. So it's just to get them back in school. But in their mind, they're about three steps ahead of you on the just. The next phase, it goes from just to get them back in school. All right, it's just so you can go back to work. It's just to make the economy get stimulated again. It's just. So as they're sitting back and mapped out all those just, you got people going one issue by one and not seeing the projection. They're not going, oh, you know, let me do a little foreshadowing. So if they started with it's just 2 weeks and that went to, okay, indefinite. Okay, and then that went to, all right, you know what, we'll tell you when we... Why aren't you able to take a little bit of deduction and say reasoning and just say, well, what comes next after that just? See, we got about 8 just, you know, behind us right now, and I think some more just are coming. When does the just stop? All right. I don't want to hear no more just, okay? But this guy's going to wrap it.
Just stop. The word just has become the most dangerous word in history because they just wanted to see what you would tolerate. But the word just can also end this nightmare. Because if you just open your eyes, if you just realize where this is going, if you just refuse to comply, if you just refuse to conform, if you just refuse to submit, if you just stand up for your rights, if you just organize and push back, if you just stop patronizing those who despise you, if you just demand to be free, if you just... own power.
Uh-huh.
If you just realize we have strength in numbers, if you just realize that we are the majority,
you know what?
Their power will just disappear.
You know what? He just got me pumped up. That's what he just did. Yeah, now I feel swole up. Big for nothing, but I'm big for something, which is slaying all these Democrats and their narratives. Listen to this, y'all. They done switched it out. They usually have Raggedy Patty come out and just try to lie for Joe, but they tried to lower my ability to sniff out nonsense by putting out the little chocolate drop with the little curly afro. But she gets destroyed. Let's see how she does. Here we go.
About something that you just said. You guys say that President Biden does not want to raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. But there's a new Fox poll that finds 83% of registered voters are noticing bills for groceries and everyday items increasing. So how is that any different than a new tax?
Yeah, because that 83% aren't rich. They're not making over $400,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Somebody's paying for something. Trust me. So as I went to the store the other night to shop for me and old man Jenny, here I am going through the meat aisle. And I'm like, what? Ground beef is how much? A pack of hot dogs is what? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Pistachios is how much? What is with the increase? Bacon? $20? Mm-hmm. For, I guess, maybe a pound or so. I don't understand. See, so they're trying to make us think that inflation is not an issue. These taxes and stuff are not going to affect you. Then why is everything just going up? So let's see how she explains it.
Well, look, and when you say, can you give me a little bit more? Like, what's the...
Well, the supply chain is all backed up. There are bottlenecks, empty shelves, prices going up. People are paying more. And so how is that any different than a new tax?
Yeah.
So I would say this, you know, we're dealing with a historic and evolving pandemic that is...
Get those talking points out. This little chocolate drop right here with the little orange / black afro. She whipped out that book and she bought herself some time. Can you give me a little more info on what you're saying that I'm pretending like I don't know what you're saying? Okay. When asked a question that will expose how we are desecrating the whole middle class, start off with blaming it on just the pandemic. That's all. So these folks, everything starts to revolve around one central theme. Pandemic. We're fighting against it still.
so is impacting our economy, right? We have seen it for the past year and a half. That's what people have been dealing with.
Okay.
And it is having an outsized impact on our global supply chain.
Is it? Is it chocolate? I want to know, chocolate drop. Is it because of the pandemic or is it because of the policies? The man that you, well, I won't even say she works for him. She works for some group of people, I guess. But nonetheless, for her to say that and, you know, cause and effect, not be able to connect all the choices of the Biden administration to the results that we're looking at right now. These are self-inflicted wounds. When Trump got out there and said, we can't shut down our economy, guys. We can't have our kids not in school, guys. We can't do these things. He was right. All the policies that they pushed for resulted in this. But yet, the carnage and the damage does not match the damage that has been done through their policies. I mean, I'm not insensitive to all the folks that have been impacted by, you know, COVID and folks that have lost their lives to it, all of that. But is it equal? Can you actually compare? We didn't even realize all of the damage that their policies have in the future. You're going to wake up one day, might find out your kid is dumb because they missed 2 whole years of school. Sure, they're not getting a well-thought-out, very structured education. It's busted up all over the place. One day they're in school, the next day one kid sniffled, everybody go home. We don't know. So all of these things that impact our society as a whole, we can project that, man, as all this stuff compiles, 10 years from now, we might be looking back and going, wow, did we just desecrate ourselves? All because of them. But let's continue.
And the president understands how much a squeeze it is when families see their prices rise.
No, he doesn't. Why are you lying for this man? Do you think Creepy Sleepy is really? He's a politician that's rich, a politician that has manipulated the system to become rich, and none of this impacts him. See, so when they say these things, they're not really genuine. It's a lie. When Nancy Pelosi said that she's looking out for the dreamers, when they all talk about how compassion and stuff, humanitarianism, when it comes down to illegal immigrants that's just coming here for a better life. Yeah, when they get out there and say that, do you think they really understand their plight and their concern about them? Huh? Because if that was the case, they'd take all their raggedy tails down to the border. Where all of the, if they cared, they would go down there and say, let's stop this because I watched a video of a little kid being thrown over a wall. If they cared, they would be saying, let's stop encouraging these folks to come because Border Patrol had to rescue 3 or 4 kids out the river. But they don't care. See, because this stuff don't impact them. If they cared, they wouldn't be flying all of these illegal immigrants in the middle of the night for some reason, all over the country and dropping them off all over the place. See, notice they're not flying them to Beverly Hills. They're not flying them right in front of Nancy Pelosi's house. They're not flying them to Martha's Vineyard where, you know what? Well, I mean, I don't understand that. You know, never underestimate it. Don't really screw things up. They're not dropping these folks off on their lawn. They don't care because it doesn't impact them. So all of this inflation will not affect Creepy Sleepy one bit. So how then can he actually empathize? He can't. But let's continue.
And so he understands that, and that's why we've been using every tool in our tool belt to make sure that we deal with that in a real way so that people understand that the president is doing everything that he can to deal with those issues. So,
don't you believe it? Now, we got a phone call, y'all. We're about to take a phone call in 1 second. Let me finish dealing with Chocolate Drop real quick.
There's a couple of things. So we got to think about the progress that we've made how far we've come for the mess that we inherited from the previous president.
Oh.
We've already averaged 600,000 jobs, which I mentioned at the top.
Now she's doing a lot of. Now did she inherit Creepy Sleepy Slimy Sleazy Sloppy Joe stuttering problem? Because that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like to me you're trying to gather your thoughts so you can feed us some more doo-doo and tell us it's chocolate. So here she is. We had just inherited whatever. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't inherit a problem. You created a problem. And you're prolonging a problem. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out just how much they are contributing to this problem as my show goes on.
Those are jobs per month compared to just 60,000 before we came in. Almost 5 million total in 8 months.
We talked about this on my show 2 nights ago, where those fictitious numbers they're throwing out are jobs that were in the queue, meaning, yo, man, we were shut down for a whole year or two, and I'm now able to go back to work. But y'all are counting those as jobs? Are you kidding me? It's funny how Democrats' math is real fuzzy all the time. Same thing with these COVID numbers. Did y'all see that undercover video that was leaked of the hospital administrators talking about, well, how do we get folks to go and get the mocks? Well, you know, we could count all of the folks who've been here and recovered from it. Technically, even though we're not treating them, don't they fall under still recovering from it? Funny how their math is very fuzzy.
Increased economic growth projection for 2021 and more than have new unemployment claims. So we're in a different place than where we were before the president came into office.
You're right. We're worse. Little chocolate drop here doesn't get it. We are worse off now than we were before Creepy Sleepy came in. This man have single-handedly, along with some people underneath him and behind him, destroyed our country in about 9 to 10 months. This is record-breaking destruction, y'all. Man, this dude's walking around like King Kong or Godzilla in the middle of America, just tearing down stuff. Unbelievable. Let's take this call before we move on. Got my pressure up already. Shoot, we ain't even got deep into the show. Let's see what's going on here. All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Kevin from Kevin's Corner. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Kev, it's Ryan from Virginia, man. How you doing?
What's going on, Ryan, man? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm mad tonight, Kevin. I'm mad, man. I'm mad like you, man. I cannot stand these Democrats. I cannot stand how they treat the American people. I don't understand how anybody can vote for them anymore. I don't know. I guess it's because I've been red-pilled, and I feel like an alien in my own community. It really makes me mad when I feel like I'm the only one that sees the fact that they created this supply chain problem. They created this virus, whatever you want to call it. I'll call it a pandemic if you want to. That's your thing. That's anybody's thing. Do whatever you want. But don't lie to the American people. Get up there and say, oh, to Rand Paul, Mr. Paul, yeah, there is no, I did not lie to you, blah, 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 blah. And yet now we know for a fact that they did. Indirectly fund, whether it's indirectly or directly, how are we supposed to believe them? The Wuhan Institute of Virology to have gain of function research. So now we have the evidence. We already knew it. We already knew about it. But I try to tell people at work. Customers come up. Why are you out of chicken? How are you out of fried chicken? I can tell you why, but I'm not allowed to talk. I'm not allowed to talk about that stuff at work. But I can tell you why if you really wanted to know. But they don't. They act like they want to know, but they don't really want to know, because when they're slapped right in the face with the evidence, they're like the bubbleheads you say. They don't even act on it. They don't do anything. They don't go like I did and go and vote straight down Republican down the ballot, because how can you not see the hypocrisy? How can you not see it? And I'm not going to take up too much more of your time, Kev, but I just got to – it makes me mad. It really does. It burns me up inside. And I'm sorry I got to call you to release some of that anger, but it's just,
I get it.
All I can say is, anybody listening in Virginia, go vote Glenn Youngkin. We're about to take the state back and make it red. We got until Tuesday of next week, and we got to do it. Let's take back Virginia, take back the country. And I know I might get you in trouble, but Trump 2024, let's go.
You ain't getting me in trouble. I'm on it too. All right, brother. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Love you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. That's my friend, y'all. I love when he calls in, man. He motivates me. I wish I would have been on this, like, at his age. I don't know how old he is, but I assume he's younger. But if I would have got hold to this information when I was younger, boy, I would have been dangerous, man. So it's good that he got his eyes open right about now. And he's right. Folks, when you hit them with that, they're like, you can't handle the truth. See, when you tell them, oh, you're mad, you're complaining about stuff, you don't like how things are going, who are you voting for? That's what kills me. All of the folks that voted for this party that have came in like a wrecking ball and start tearing down stuff. All of the folks up there in New York that's marching to their jobs because they got to get forced to, you know what? I just hope they don't have that in their conscience. Like, I kind of brought this on myself. When you let people like AOC get back in office somehow, when you let Ilhan Omar get back in office somehow, and they have no track record, time frame to show if they could do anything and ain't done nothing. Politicians for nothing. You're not, these folks, their voters must not even evaluate their progress at all, their accomplishment at all. That is, well, it's voting time again. Well, let's go down and vote. I guess they're doing stuff and then complain. But hey, it is what it is, y'all. All we can do is keep trying to red pill folks, inform folks, and then, of course, come out in big numbers and hope to God that they don't, you know what, just like they did last November. But anyway, here we go, y'all. Let's move on, though, because speaking of this raggedy administration, what is this?
Joe Biden chants, okay? I got to tell you, it was funny at first. Then it was kind of cool. But then it was like, wow. Now it's just like, it is a phenomenon.
It is?
F. Joe Biden is everywhere at not just football games like the Alabama game this past weekend. In the Penn State game. Yeah, because I know people say, well, Alabama, duh, of course, it's a red state, but Pennsylvania is not. Neither is New Mexico, but listen to what happened in Albuquerque at the Poinsettia Bowl. Listen to what happened at the Aaron Lewis concert. Aaron Lewis, he was the lead singer of Sting. And then the crowd continued. Continue, that's what they say. Hold the microphone out and the whole crowd just starts chanting. Listen, this is Staten Island, New York. You're not going to find a much more liberal place than Staten Island, New York, except maybe Manhattan, New York. But listen, this is a food court.
Food court?
Okay. Not a football game.
No way.
Not a sporting event of any kind. Not a concert. Just a group of hungry New Yorkers in Staten Island jammed into the food court. But this is in the middle of the day at a food court in Staten Island. Crazy, you know, Republican people from Alabama. These are not.
And the funny part, guys, it was all women. It must have been like a soccer mom, you know, reunion or something. I don't know why they were all in there. All I know is that whole food court was packed. And they all in there like, I'm Joe Biden.
Backwoods, southern redneck hillbillies at a Trump rally, or a bunch of, like, you know, pseudo Joe Rogan heads at a Stained concert. These are suburban parents. These are soccer moms and dads, Democrats in Staten Island, putting down their Chick-fil-A, putting down their Sparrow, you know, putting down that big bite of the Cinnabon that they got in the food court while they were in between trips to Nordstrom and Vans. And
all
wherever, I don't know, is it Juicy Couture or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're putting down their food so they can chant with kids around and everything. But again, it's New York and kids, they speak worse than their parents do. To chant F Joe Biden.
Wow.
Probably the most shocking.
What?
Probably the most shocking.
Hold on, wait a minute, man. It can't get no more shocking than soccer moms in the food court in New York singing F Joe. Can it get more obvious that Joe Biden sucks? Because you can't tell me. The soccer mom group was not the most drastic group that you would totally not expect to be doing that. Let's hear what it
was. The Ryder Cup. Now, the Ryder Cup is
golf?
Like, how do I, it's golf, first of all. And at golf, there's not a lot of outpouring of emotion.
Yeah, you're supposed to be-
there's very little emotion in golf. And the Ryder Cup is not just a golf event. It is like the most prestigious golf event. It's the United States versus the UK. It is where countries come. It's kind of like the Olympic Games of Gulf.
You're supposed to be civilized there. Surely they won't do that there. Right, guys?
And at the Ryder Cup. At the Ryder Cup.
I don't believe it.
This past week, you could hear chants erupt of F. Joe Biden.
Let me get my phone.
Oh, my God. Who's doing that?
Who started that? I don't know. Probably those two guys dressed head to toe in American flags. That would be my guess.
What? Darn, too. Did y'all hear that? At the Ryder Cup. Now, I know this is a concern. And I'm going to tell you why it's a concern. When they have to send out little brown stuffer, I happen to catch Mark Dice's one of his videos. You know, I haven't seen him in a while, but I was glad to catch him. And little Brian Stelter already, him and his network done launched, you know, the attack on F. Joe Biden or the Let's Go Brandon thing. Okay. Because, you know, I guess one of the senator, he might've been a senator. He might've been a congressman. I don't know, but he had a mask on. No, he had to be in the House of Representatives because Nancy Pelosi make him wear masks. So on his mask, it says, "Let's go, Brandon." And little Brian Stelter was so mad, y'all.
We all know where this originated from. And when you wear a mask saying, "Let's go, Brandon," you're really saying.
So what? Uh-huh. We've been in that. But, guys, I got to finish what we were talking about last night. Because, see, even with my man who just called in a few minutes ago, was talking about this whole thing can be contributed to really a handful of people, starting with this guy.
Why hasn't Fauci been fired yet? He's forced into retirement. Even if you agree with the latest headline that Fauci lied to Congress about whether or not the NIH-funded gain-of-function research or the heart-rending headlines regarding experiments on puppies, much of the public has lost confidence in Fauci and his ability to lead the nation out of this pandemic. He's admitted to lying at times for noble reasons. He's been accused of blatantly lying during others. He's flip-flopped on what he considers to be indisputable science and backpedaled on what it will take to allow us to get back to normal. Yet Fauci, who turns 81 at the end of the year, is still the guy at the helm. Why? It requires leadership from someone who doesn't appear to be bipartisan, who doesn't appear to be partisan in any way, shape, or form, and who is seen by the majority of the public as nothing short of trustworthy. Okay. Fauci is neither of these things. Neither. As a result, the public is confused, at each other's throats, and worse off for it. So let's start with the lies.
Okay.
The latest to hit the news is regarding its spat with Senator Rand Paul when he snarkily resisted the idea that the NIH funded any in Wuhan, China. In fact, he insisted that the...
Somebody said puppies' lives matter. You don't... Okay? That little teeny, eeny, bitty, yellow polka dot bikini man have wreaked havoc on our country for 2 years. So let's go ahead, because I know I'm going back to what we were talking about yesterday, but the folks that weren't watching, I want to get caught up to speed, because what this lady does is she highlights all of the lies. Now, I'm wondering, why aren't these lies being brought out on YouTube? Or brought out on the CNN,
hey, we found out that Dr. Fauci lied about
nothing. Okay, let's
the only person lying during that heated exchange was Senator Rand Paul himself.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
Whenever I do Fauci.
This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain
as
not being gain of function. What? Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase the transmissibility to humans.
Well,
you're
go.
Saying that's
Senator
not
Paul.
Gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct.
That is correct.
Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about.
Where's
your
at? I can't
and
see
And I
want to
say that
is
officially.
He over I can't see
you
over
do
there.
Not know what you are talking
Y'all
about.
Y'all hit a little man?
Well, now it comes out in a letter written by the NIH Principal Deputy Director Lawrence Tabak that the NIH did in fact fund gain-of-function research through a grant it gave to EcoHealth Alliance. The question is no longer whether or not the NIH funded gain-of-function research. They did. The question is whether or not Fauci knew about it when he sat in front of asserting unequivocally that they hadn't.
We know Mixoplex knew about it. We know Mighty Mouse knew about that mess. We know Tattoo knew all about that. Bop the plane. We know that this man knew all about that. Let's continue.
Now, lying to Congress, also known as perjury,
yeah,
can land a person in jail, as it did recently for Trump's attorney Michael Cohen, and it can even lead to the impeachment of a sitting president, as was the case for Bill Clinton. So why isn't even the mere appearance of lying to Congress at the minimum
forcing Fauci into retirement.
So why isn't Danny DeVito being thrown into the slammer right about now? You telling me George Jefferson is still working? How is this possible that Minnie Mouse is still running around?
This is a pretty big deal. This isn't the same as the previous lies Fauci told while sitting in front of news cameras. The lie of whether or not to wear a face mask comes to mind. During the beginning of the pandemic, Fauci was telling people masks would offer little to no protection, and the people who needed to wear them were healthcare workers working with known COVID patients. Okay. Later, after he began urging government leaders to start mandating masks, he claimed that he wasn't backpedaling on his earlier statement. He just wanted to share, he wanted to spare the for frontline workers.
So I didn't, wait a minute, I'm sorry. So I didn't actually lie when I told everyone that masks, they don't do anything. You know, I drop a, you know, block a droplet here or two. But you know what, there's no need to wear a mask. Okay, I'm telling an untruth. That's what that was? Okay, let's get back to Mixoflix.
A noble lie. And then there was the other noble lie when Fauci stated we'd need 60 to 70% of the population immune to COVID in order to reach herd immunity. That number slowly began to inch up as time went on. Suddenly, Fauci was on CNBC saying the number was 75 to 80%. Next thing we know, it was up to 90%. Now it seems it's inching towards 99%. When asked about the moving target, Fauci told the New York Times, quote, when polls said said only half of all Americans would take a vaccine, I was saying herd immunity would take 70 to 75%. Then when newer surveys said 60% or more would take it, I thought, I can nudge this up a bit. So I went up to 80, 85%.
No, you don't hear that? Little bit of dis or misinformation. Little bit of your own personal, you know, desire to see folks get this, you know what? Forget about all of the data that we could use and all of the other multiple ways that we can make sure folks are safe and healthy. Because, see, here's my thought. If the goal of these folks is to make sure folks are safe, healthy, and so on and so forth, they should be looking at all of the options. But yet, we did hear that montage of Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. You think they want other options? You think the Pfizer want the folks? You think Pfizer was okay with them people going to get stuff that doesn't come from them? So now we hear Funky Fauci when they asked him a couple weeks back, what about this immunity when folks already have it? Have you looked into it? Actually, I haven't actually taken a look at those studies. Why not? I don't understand. Why haven't you looked at these other options? Because see, in the most purest form, the goal should be save lives, correct? Okay, if you're in the middle of a battle on a battlefield and folks are getting shot, blood coming out, now you're not worried about, all right, now you know what, let's figure out some new ways to stop the bleeding. Okay, let's. This is the time we should implement something rare, new, and see if it works. How about you go old school? Wrap that mess up, tighten it, and hopefully can stop the bleeding, man. See, so your first goal should be save lives, not do experiments for all the ways you can keep folks safe and healthy. But that's not their goal, see? That's why they always pretend to not know about those studies that shows the natural immunity is way better. But let's continue.
Then there was asymptomatic spread. The reason we shut down the economy, forcing hundreds of thousands of businesses to go under and millions of people to worry about their income. Here's what Fauci had to say about it in January of 2020.
But the one thing historically people need to realize that even if there is some asymptomatic transmission, in all the history of respiratory-borne viruses of any type, asymptomatic transmission has never been the driver of outbreaks. The driver of outbreaks is always a symptomatic person.
Oh, really? Then why throughout the past year and a half advocate for a complete shutdown of the economy, for healthy people to wear masks, families to cancel get-togethers, asymptomatic kids to stay home from school for months on end, for people to die alone, and for now vaccinated asymptomatic people to wear masks and possibly cancel this Christmas?
There you go. See, because people don't catch good health, they catch bad health. So what I don't understand, how this man is justifying what they're doing now when he said that last year. So if I go into a joint and I have no symptoms and I have great health, I'm not the spreader. What are you talking about? You don't need to be tackling and throwing me in some type of isolation. No, no. You should be worried about folks just walking around like Joe Biden the other day, who this dude has been suffering from some type of rare cough. Now, nobody wants to talk about that. Then coughed in his hand. All right. Walk right out, too. Laid in with the hand. He didn't even stop for a second to go like that. He coughed and turned immediately. Just like that. Stuck that big, nasty, contaminated hand out there and start to shake him on down the line. No man. Didn't wipe the hand off. Didn't hit us with a little bit of nothing. I would be concerned about him because guess what? That looks like a symptom. That man has a habitual cough. But someone who's walking around looking healthy, why they got this on their face? You're going to become unhealthy as your immune system gets beat up because you're not breathing air. Then anyone is going outside, no vitamin D, nothing. Okay, I see what this is going on. Okay, let's keep going.
And then there's the vaccine. Fauci has flip-flopped or changed the goalposts a number of times regarding who needs a vaccine, how many people we need vaccinated, what you can or cannot do with, whether or not you can or cannot spread the virus while vaccinated, whether or not you can or cannot get sick if vaccinated, how many shots of the vaccine we'll need. It's been a total mixed bag of messages and moving goalposts. So whether or not you think Fauci lied and is some sinister narcissistic character, or if you think Fauci is just trying the best he can during the most challenging time in his career, the reason he should be fired or retired is because of his inability to remain consistent, something he has even said is important when guiding people.
The other thing I think that's a very important principle is to be consistent. You have to have a certain fundamental set of principles that guide how you advise somebody. And you can't change them. You've got to be consistent. And sometimes your consistency is going to be have a negative impact on somebody, and sometimes they're going to have a positive. But if you're consistent, then in the long range, you're going to be very effective.
And the job of a...
Mr. Fauci, will you sit up? I am sitting up. That's it? You don't got no more left for... Nope, this is as high as I go, right here. This is it for me. So, little man is on there talking about consistency. See, and yet he's been consistently inconsistent. Interesting.
Our scientists, especially our lead guiding scientists, should be to ignore the emotional outcries from those who are understandably and expectedly frightened during a viral outbreak and unemotionally lead, even when the science is saying something other than we want to hear. But potentially knowingly lying to Congress, definitely knowingly lying to us to manipulate our behavior, flip-flopping on lockdowns, masks, or vaccines, and now calling for invasive mandates that impact people's health and further disrupt lives and businesses, Fauci has been the exact opposite of consistent. What has been consistent are his dropping approval ratings, with the latest Rasmussen poll putting his approval at only 41%.
Should be lower.
Most of the country doesn't trust the one person we need to trust more than anyone right now. Negative. That's dismal. And my guess is after the latest news about the gain-of-function research and even the puppies, his approval will worsen. Now, I think even people who have approved of Fauci during this entire time, those who really have thought, okay, Fauci really knows what he's talking about, at this point, even they should be calling for Joe Biden to fire him or calling for his forced resignation, just for simply the fact that in order for us to get through this pandemic, we need to have everybody together on board with some sort of consistent action. Yeah. And Fauci's clearly not that guy. I mean, if the majority of people just do not approve of him, if people are feeling like, I don't know about this guy, how are we going to do that? I mean, he's got to go, and he's 81. I mean, I'm not going to be an ageist. Hey, listen, if you can do the job and you're 81 years old, but, I mean, this would be a forced late retirement, not an early retirement.
True.
And it is a problem, honestly, how many very, very senior figures we have in our government right now. They're not, especially in terms of being able to be consistent, like you said, on messaging.
I say they all got to go. You know who it is. Now, we're trying to pass the Build Back Better program. And what? Joe wants to talk? No, we don't want him to speak. Okay. We all know that I run this country. Oh, that's good, Nancy. Is the cameras on me? Oh, well, no, this isn't vodka. This is my medicine. Yeah, see, she was taking her medicine, y'all. She needs to go. Nasty Pelosi's mind is gone. Joe's mind's been gone. His mind's waiting on her mind to come on and retire with his. He's sitting there like, hey, Nasty, where are you going to finish up? My mind is way back there on the bench waiting for yours. So he's old over the hill. Whole bunch of them. Chuck Schumer, he's raggedy. Get them all out of there. Especially Mad Max. Why is she still running around? Unbelievable, man. But let's hear this guy's take.
Some people, like Joe Biden himself, struggles with that, right? Because he's old. He's old to still be at this game. And I really agree with you. You know, I didn't, when Dr. Fauci emerged on the scene at the beginning of this pandemic, I didn't know who he was. It seemed good that there was this competent-seeming doctor, government official, advising Trump. And at the beginning, I thought Fauci was more clear about... he would say, look, I'm just giving advice, what I think. It's Trump's decision ultimately.
And then
it seemed like being elevated to, you know, this godlike figure among Team Blue, et cetera, gave him, I think it went to his head and gave him an inflated sense of what his role is. And then, of course, and now that, you know, the Biden administration, Biden, unlike Trump, just doesn't push back. It's whatever Fauci says goes, and which to our detriment.
Y'all hear that? See, that man hit it, because when he first came out, I was like, all right, who's this Fauci guy? Trump seemed to trust him a little, but after a while, I started noticing Trump looking at Fauci while he was talking. That one clip where Trump was like this. See, when people don't know that you're observing their facial expressions, that's when you can really see how they feel about somebody. You know what I'm saying? See, they don't know that you're watching them watch somebody else. And here's Trump. Whole time while Fauci was there, he's like this. Like, man, I want to run over there and choke this man. It was kind of like when he was at the G7 and the dude, the king from Morocco, was sleeping and everybody else was sitting there looking at the person speaking, and the camera panned over to Trump and he was like this. Like he wanted to go over there and tap that dude to get your tail up. What's wrong with you? That showed how Trump felt about that dude falling asleep. Same thing with Funky Fauci. He was looking at him like, ooh, I want to choke you. That's when I start going, a little divide in the camp. Here we go.
Has he been consistent on any one thing?
No.
Has there been anything at all?
No. I mean, he also intuitively or perhaps explicitly has grasped the new political reality that we're so polarized into blue and red camps that, you know, he's going to have the support of, at, you know, right now 41%, you know, a significant portion of the country, no matter what he says, as long as he digs in. And so I think that explains why in his interactions with Rand Paul he's so aggressive. So you're the liar. You're the one that doesn't know what you're talking.
It is. Just like kids, they learn through observation. See, when they start figuring out mom or dad will always back me, then guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna play them against each other. When they start figuring that out. I'm supposed to be on punishment, but if I go to dad and complain, he's going to go in on mom. And why you got the boy on punishment again? You always mess with the boy. Well, guess what they'll do? They'll do exactly what Fauci did. When the Democrats took him under their wing, which I suspect he was already under it anyway, just like several other people that was in Trump's administration, Tilly Malilly, his butt, and several others. Yeah, I suspect when he knew he had the raggedy, corrupt, funky media supporting him, and the Democrats, it's like, I'm going to do whatever I want. But now it's all coming out, and I want to see just how they're going to stick by this dude or not. Not to mention this right here.
South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace is leading the effort to hold Dr. Fauci and the NIH responsible for taxpayer-funded experiments on dogs. According to a bipartisan letter signed by 23 House members, dozens of beagles were infected with disease-causing parasites in order to test experimental drugs on them.
The letter is in response to the White Coat Waste Project's findings on dog testing, but this isn't the first time we've heard of dogs used as guinea pigs, so to speak. Back in 2018, journalist Glenn Greenwald exposed the highly profitable industry of dog breeding for excruciating science experiments.
No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle-bound man and put his face in the sand. Man, I'm mad. Not bad. I'm mad. So you telling me those cute little gentle hound dogs were being used for this? Who are they getting to do these experiments? These can't be pet owners. How can you do this? This is an animal that most humans have compassion on. You killing dogs? Now, you want to get yourself in trouble? You want to get fired? Do something like that. See, folks would be like, well, they only killed humans. I mean, come on. What? They killed dogs? Oh, heck no. Let's go down and march. Thank you. Somebody said Michael Vick. He did time lying Fauci right now like this. Why don't they throw Funky Fauci in the dog experimental group? Okay. Throw him in there and put some parasites all in him. See how he feels. See? So, there we go, y'all. We're going to see how this all turns out. Notice Fauci has been laying low. I want to see him go to Congress. That's going to be a – I'm going to have to referee that fight, but I'm about to referee another one. Okay, because right now, y'all didn't know y'all was about to see me ref a fight tonight. All right, before we finish the show. I got a couple bouts I got to ref, okay? However, I'm going to be sitting back and licking my chops for them to question Funky Fauci. Okay, now, before we get into the fight, y'all, to set the scene, we want to see exactly what is going on in international news. Because most folks, they're limited. Yeah, they got the blinders on. You know, you start with your local news, then some folks the state news, then some folks the national news. But it is important to know what's going on the global stage, because folks like Joe is doing stuff that will cause this to happen.
Well, bad news, war may be closer than you think.
War?
Closer than Australia is prepared for. On Friday and Saturday, China sent 77 warplanes into Taiwan's air defense zone, the most ever in its near daily buzzing of Taiwan. It sent 38 warplanes on Friday, including nuclear-capable bombers, and 39 the next day, flying to the south of the island, this island democracy with 24 million people that China says must come under Chinese control.
Y'all hear this?
Now, the Chinese dictator has told his military to prepare for war, and China's official global time today was absolutely chilling. It said China's military, the PLA, had carried out wide-ranged operations near Taiwan to familiarize itself with battlefield conditions.
And
once the order to attack is given, the pilots will fight as experienced veterans. The PLA is forming a siege of Taiwan.
What?
You could not get a more explicit warning that China is preparing to invade Taiwan if it thinks it can get away with it with those of Joe Biden in the White House.
What? You hear how I got it going to my soprano? What? You're telling me under Trump, these dudes wouldn't do nothing like that. They was chilling under Trump. But now they're launching rockets all over the place. They're testing the soil. Let us see how the conditions will be when we invade Taiwan. Is the sand nice and strong or is it soft? So you're telling me that China is talking reckless about invading Taiwan? They ain't even hiding no more. Running drills. Why would they do that? Probably because they're looking at the old feeble man that I saw a clip. I showed a picture, posted it on Facebook, of a picture saying 1,000 words with the French president finger right in Joe's face as Joe's sitting there with his head down. That's why. Yeah, that's why. When he went to the G7 in the back, you know, hey, Joe, get over there. You're at the end of the goal. Move. Okay, am I right here? All right. Could that be it? Could it be the fact that the Taliban is tap dancing on top of our Humvees and all of that stuff and went in celebrating? Yeah, death to America. The infidels are finally free. Could it be that? Because China wasn't doing this under Trump. But now all of a sudden, they're doing it. Could it be the fact that we saw that leaked video out of China where that economist was talking to that group? And I don't know, what do they speak, Mandarin? I don't know Mandarin, okay? So I'm going to have to translate in English. When he was up there talking about some long ago, we had a nice thing going. The American politicians we control. But now, Trump came in and ruined everything. Now we have to get Joe Biden back in because we helped Joe and his son with that $1.5 billion deal. Yeah, I think that might impact Joe's decision-making.
And if it does invade the U.S. and us, we're going to either help defend Taiwan, go to war, or accept that China, this dictatorship, now the master of our part of the world, and our freedoms are diminished. But it's only now that Australia is frantically trying to get ready to defend itself.
Oh, okay.
And that is why 2 weeks ago, the Prime Minister, the Defence Minister, the Foreign Affairs Minister, top intelligence chiefs were all in Washington at the same time for talks with the US, Britain, Japan, and India. And not just to get us nuclear subs, but to get more military technology here very fast.
So this is happening quickly. If our presence isn't in the Pacific, that can change the whole dynamic and structure of power. That's what you're telling me. So you're telling me China now is emboldened? When they told us, you are no longer allowed to speak to us from a position of power. $1.5 billion. We bought you, Joe. So now, as we sit back pretending that we're being tough on China, as our media is scared to criticize China, as China is stealing all of our intellectual properties, as they're firing subsonic missiles all across that we didn't even catch, what? Well, just want to ask us, was that a missile? Yeah, here you are, the defense secretary, right up under your nose, right past you. What was that? I didn't order a missile test. Well, it wasn't ours. But yet, Joe's doing what about this?
Maybe even get the U.S. and Britain to park some submarines here urgently.
Yeah.
So I can't stress enough how serious this threat is.
I get it.
That we have been so slack and so blind and so greedy for Chinese trade for so long.
Y'all hear that? So greedy for Chinese trade for so long. Now all they, hypersonic, thank you. Yeah, they're shooting rockets and everything. With Joe running around doing stupid stuff. Now let's see, as China's building up their military, as China's supporting their military, I saw a video of the Chinese breaking, Koreans, breaking bricks. I saw China's military video that was released. It was awesome, man. I was hoping that it was ours, y'all. I watched theirs, I watched Russia's. And then I watched ours. I have two mothers, and I'm proud of my mothers. And now I'm thinking to myself, they are licking their chops. If there was ever a time to act a fool, it's now. It's now. So let's see what they're doing with our soldiers, because surely we're encouraging our soldiers and shoulders and building up the morale and stuff. Here we go.
I now recognize Representative Brian Mast of Florida for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary, as the transcript, the leaked transcript, as you referred to it, says, did President Biden work with...
Just want you to know, this is round one, okay? This is the first bout. He's about to smash this dude's mouth in, okay? Here we go.
The coward exiled president of Afghanistan to manipulate the intelligence about the Taliban.
What the president said to then-President Ghani in private is exactly what he said in public, that the issue was not whether Afghanistan had the capacity to withstand the Taliban. It's whether it had the will and the plan to do so. He urged him.
The transcript was a lie.
Well, that will have that plan.
It's incorrect.
He did not work to bring people together in unity.
You're saying it's false, it's a lie, it's incorrect. He did not work to tamp down the intelligence on the Taliban.
Absolutely not.
So the transcript is incorrect. That's your testimony today.
The intelligence...
Okay, this is the moment where his brain said, wait a minute, let me think about this, because this question very specifically multiple times. So you'll hear, if you like study any psychology, body language, you know, all that stuff, how people speak, you speak more with your nonverbals than you do with your verbals. This dude was on a roll until that question right there was asked. Listen to this. Here it is.
That's your testimony today.
Hold on, wait, here we go.
Absolutely not.
So the transcript is incorrect. That's your testimony today.
The intelligence that we have.
Did you hear? That's the moment where he's like, oh, shoot, I don't want to go to jail for perjury. So we heard a full-blown transcript of Joe saying exactly what this man is referring to right here. And this guy starts off with the fluff answers. And now he gets punched right in his face and gets his two fronts knocked completely down his throat. When he stopped this doing so you're telling me this transcript right here is a lie? What is a lie? That's my question. You might want to ask yourself.
We've already discussed at some length about what the assessments were of the Taliban and its capacity to country.
I think, notice what he did. He didn't answer that question. Now he's going to get beat up, okay?
I think that everybody looking for an explanation about what happened and how everybody got it so wrong, how your administration got it so wrong, needs to look at that as the most likely explanation, asking the president to manipulate the intelligence of what was actually going on with the Taliban. And I'm going to tell you the 13 families that deserve most to really hear the honest answers on that. It's these families.
Ooh.
Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui.
Sure.
His family deserves to truly know that. Marine Corporal Dagan Page,
his
family
nose.
Truly deserves to know if that's why they are missing their son because intelligence was manipulated.
Oh,
Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, 20, wife expecting their first child.
What?
Sister said he was going to be the best dad ever. They deserve to know if that's what happened and that's why everything went so wrong. Marine Sergeant Nicole Gee, 23 years old. You can see her there holding a young child. Her family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong, because that intelligence was manipulated. Marine Lance Corporal David Espinoza. Oh. Just
he's showing them the pictures, y'all. I would get out of that chair, even though it's virtual. I would go over to the camera and stick those pictures right on the lens so that dude can see them up close. This is how the current administration treats our military. This is how they encourage morale in our military. So as we're showing commercials of folks running around with two moms and they're proud and it's, you know, my mom was a this and this and that and I'm so proud that my mom. All right, so I got two moms and all that. Here, let's finish hearing the last couple of these, okay? Let's see. Here we go.
Army Staff Sergeant Ryan Canales.
Okay.
The ultimate honor he could give was to give back to his country. He would not be sorry. He would not regret it. That's what his family said. They deserve to know if you manipulated intelligence, if President Biden manipulated intelligence, and that's what led to everything going so wrong.
Yeah.
Navy Corpsman Maxton Soviak, just 22.
Just 22.
His family deserves to know if that's why everything went so wrong.
Finish
we deserve hearings on what's going on with that leaked transcript. We deserve to know why there are others that remain in Afghanistan. Mark Frericks, Navy veteran. Province, January 30 of 2020, we deserve to know what's going on with his release. These are things that have to be answered for. I do not believe whatsoever what you're saying about the administration not working to manipulate that intelligence. To me, that is the most logical explanation of how so many in the intelligence community got this so wrong about what was going to happen in Afghanistan.
Yes, yes. Brilliant. I won that bet, y'all. I bet it on this dude, and he beat the mess out of that guy. Showed him the pictures. I wonder how that dude felt, especially after he dodged that question. Hey, man, so you telling me as we read the transcript of Joe Biden talking about, downplay the severity of what's going on. That's manipulation to me. So when he asked him that direct question, his response, we've reviewed all of the information, but you never said if Joe actually downplayed the severity of this, altered the intelligence that we received. Why aren't you answering that? Like I said, we've all sat in council. Okay, I see. You don't want to answer. So while we have our soldiers being killed, while we are altering and downplaying the severity, while we got generals running around looking for white rage, looking for white rage and systemic racism in the military. See, while we got generals over here undermining our duly elected president and becoming politicians, while we got that going on, China is focused. And then to add insult to injury, listen to this guy.
I am a Staff Sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. I have served honorably for 10 years and 2 months and will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duties, I have been a drill instructor, a Marine Corps instructor of water survival, a Marine Corps instructor trainer of water survival, a martial arts instructor, and I am currently an air traffic controller in North Carolina. And there is a potential that I will be getting discharged for denying the COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm Courtney Tutola, Staff Sergeant. I've been serving honorably for the past 5 years and 3 months and will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duties, I've been a structural apprentice, journeyman, and soon-to-be craftsman in the civil engineering squadrons. I will potentially be discharged if I do not get the COVID-19 vaccine.
So wait a minute. Did you hear this? Young Courtney, all of these folks, these young people with careers ahead of them, committed. Notice they said they want to continue. This ain't people complaining. want to get a dishonorable discharge and ready to get out of here. It sucks. They're all enjoying their career, minding their business, serving their country, and now they're being hit with this garbage. Okay. Now, what is Russia? They're not telling their soldiers either you get the mats or you're out. See, they're not worried about COVID. What I have not seen is China. Yeah, running around concerned about COVID. They're building up their military, encouraging them, preparing for battle, while we're doing this to ours. Listen to some more.
My name is Chase Lauderdale. Hey, Chase. I'm a Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps. I have served honorably for 2 years and 6 months, and I will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duties, I have been a 1361 engineer assistant and was placed in a combat engineer shop. I'm potentially being discharged for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine.
My name is Nancy Steele. United States Marine Corps. Okay. I have served honorably for 12 years and will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duty as 11th Administrative Chief, I will potentially be discharged for denying the COVID vaccine.
12 years up in smoke, all because of this. This is how Joe honor our troops. See, this is the stuff, man, that right here, this thing right here could lead to the absolute destruction of our whole country. So China is getting stronger, flexing their muscles, while Joe is demoralizing our troops, leaving a couple over there to get blown up, then come back home, force these folks to either do this or they got to get cut. China, if I was China, I would be. I'd be going, these dudes are soft. Here we go.
I am James McCarthy. I'm a Lance Corporal in the United States Marine Corps. I have served honorably for 1 year and 9 months and will continue to do so. Okay. I am an 0671 Data Systems Administrator. I will potentially be discharged for denying the COVID-19 vaccination.
What?
My name is Vivian Rutherrera, and I am corporal in the United States.
She's Latino.
I have served honorably for 3 years and 7 months.
She's Latino.
I will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duties, I have been an air traffic controller and a training instructor. I'll potentially be discharged for denying the COVID vaccine.
Wait a minute, John. I thought the Democrats love strong women and Latino women, too. Latino women. She's not a white woman. That's all she would be. You know, if she was just a white woman, then yeah, she got to go. But this is a Latino woman. Let's continue.
My name is Preston Lehman. I am a corporal in the United States Marine Corps. I have served honorably for 3 years, 4 months. I will continue to do so. In fulfilling my duties, I have been a satellite communications operator. I will potentially be discharged for not receiving a COVID-19 vaccine.
My name is Andrew Douglas. I'm a Lance Corporal in the United States Marine Corps.
Okay.
I have served honorably for 3 years and 7 months and will continue to do so.
What?
In fulfilling my duties, I served as a flight equipment technician and a military police officer. I am potentially going to be discharged from the Marine Corps for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine.
Did Joe get this clip? Did Joe get this reel of all of these that's sitting here talking about how they didn't serve with honor all of those years committed? But instead, here's Joe. This is how he deals with us.
And if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
Wait a minute. Where's the Price is Right? Were those lies? Did they just break their commitment? Let's just get, maybe I heard it wrong. Here's creepy.
American forces left. We're going to stay till we get them all out.
Okay. So that's good. That sounds good. See, because I'm an American citizen over there. Like, thanks God we got a president that's looking out for us and supporting us. Okay, so when are they coming? Oh, they're not coming? So they want us to get to the airport. That's like a far away. They can't send anybody for us? Well, wait a minute. I just saw that Australia's troops and Britain and all of, they're walking through getting their people. So where's our troops? Our people, they saying that we don't have the ability to do that or the will. So I guess, okay, I'll stay here. I'll try to maybe go and I'm showing up here at the Taliban's checkpoint. My name is so-and-so and I'm an American citizen. What does that have to do with me? Go, move out the other way. You go back. No, we're not letting you pass. As we see our folks on TV, we're relying on the Taliban honesty. We're still looking into things. As the Taliban's on TV, like, no, we was not fighting against terrorists. No, we won't. No, matter of fact, we just learned how to fight Black Hawk. Thank you very much, Joe. You leave lots of Black Hawks, lots of guns. and the ice cream. We love ice cream. First time I was in cave last week, never taste ice cream. But now we run all of Afghanistan, ice cream. Never been on Liptakot. Don't know what weight room is. But now look at us. We're in weight room having good times. As this idiot is on TV promising, we're going to get them all out. And then Raggedy Patty gets offended when Peter asks.
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come back home.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
Nobody's bringing this back up. This would be on a constant reel in the White House briefing before I start every question, before I get started and ask my question. I think it's really irresponsible for you to... we did not get everybody out. Is that still the same condition? I mean, when are we sending the troops back in? Oh, we're not? Okay. Well, good luck for all of those folks left behind. But guys, here comes another fight. Oh, snap. I've been waiting for this one. Louis Gohmert. Ding.
You said a moment ago you couldn't imagine a parent being labeled a domestic terrorist, but parents all over the country believe that's exactly what you labeled them by your memo indicating you were going to get involved in board meetings, school board meetings, because of the threat of domestic terrorism. So if you can't imagine a parent being labeled a domestic terrorist, do your memo so it's not so perceived as being so threatening to people concerned about their kids' education. But I want to take you to January 6th. It's a very common topic here.
Because see, that's what our people are worried about. That's what our leaders in this administration are worried about. All the stuff that's going on with China, forget that. All the stuff that's going on with Afghanistan, forget that mess too. Even the stuff dealing with COVID, well, they do worry about that every day because that's the way they make their excuses. But all the stuff dealing with the supply chain, the violence in black neighborhoods and, all that. No. Y'all must think we're here to solve problems. No, we're here to pretend like we're solving problems and focus on stuff that does not impact the American people's lives whatsoever. In fact, we just saw some newly released footage that Mark Dice showed about this insurrection, y'all. Gives us more insight. But before we go ahead and talk about that, let's hear what Louis Gohmert has to ask and see how they respond.
People, has any defendant involved in the January 6th events been charged with insurrection?
I don't believe so.
What?
Well, that is the word.
What? Oh, somebody. Wait a minute. I got to play with my... Wait a minute. American woman. All right. I had to go ahead and take a guitar break, and I don't even play the guitar. All right. At least it's right now. I'm learning. I'm about to learn. So now, getting back to this idiot. His butt just had the nerve to say, I don't believe so. Well, did you tell the news that? Did you tell all these Democrats that? Did you tell the bubbleheads that's running around the whole country talking about, did you see the insurrection that took place? No? Okay. So if they're not charged with insurrection, why are they all parroting this thing? Oh, because it doesn't matter if they're guilty of something. It is the perception of guilt. It is the narrative of it. It is reinforcing the term that is not accurate to whatever these folks have done. But the people don't catch that. So let's continue.
Heard most used by Democrats here on Capitol Hill about January 6th, but no one has been charged with it that we could find either. How many protesters on January 6th were charged with obstructing an official proceeding for 4 to 6 hours? Do you know?
I don't know the exact number. Obviously, there are 650 who were arrested, some for assaulting officers, some for obstructing proceedings, some for conspiring to obstruct proceedings. I can get you the numbers for each of the specific.
Well, thank you.
Now, y'all hear Don Knox? Do you hear Mr. Furley? Jack? Up here with that squeaky, weak-sounding voice quivering. I don't know the answer. So all of this hubbub for this?
Be interested in getting that number. But regarding the men who broke the glass in the two doors there at the speaker's lobby when the two Capitol Police have been standing there, moved to the side to allow them access.
Wait a minute. Did y'all hear Louis Gohmert punch him with that low blow? He gave him one to his esophagus. Heard that? Said, as those two officers moved aside, here you are, director of, you're the DOJ. You didn't ask about that. You didn't bring those officers in and play that footage and say, you know, because we got Democrats running around here saying that this was an insurrection, this was domestic terrorists. Why did you guys just open the door and move aside? Why did you do that? No, didn't ask them that? Okay, how about the footage that we saw that only was even presented because one of the folks that was charged had to sue to get that information in those video clips? If you haven't saw it, check out Mark Dice's recent video. However, that video shows something totally different than an insurrection. With that video show, a back door open with all of these folks gently and peacefully just walking in, walking right past cops. Cops didn't even say, hey, where are you guys going? How'd you get in here? Nothing. The cops walked past them as if they knew that they were supposed to be there. Didn't even say, body language and all. Now, I want you to ask yourself, if you're a police officer in the Capitol building and violent domestic terrorists broke in, remember what I said earlier, body language speaks louder than anything, like 80% of communication. Do you think you would be that calm and relaxed? No weapon draw. These guys walk past them, and these guys are walking right past them, didn't even look at them. Okay, if these were Crips and Bloods, if these were a whole bunch of domestic or, international terrorists running through the Capitol or slowly walking in this case, do you think you would have just walked past like, there's nothing suspicious or strange about that? Anyway, so we're going to golf later on after work? Why are they doing that? If you're going to tell me it's an insurrection, it needs to look very insurrectionist. That's all I'm saying. Then the other clip shows a huge of folks walking through that main lobby or building, all in the nice ropes. You know those ropes that they put, the velvet ropes? These were the most polite insurrectionists and domestic terrorists I've ever seen. They all stayed in a nice single file line. They didn't push, didn't shove. They had their cameras out taking pictures. They were walking nice and slow. They weren't stepping on each other's heels. They didn't even go outside of the velvet rope. But yet, Nancy Pelosi's life was in danger. Oh, interesting.
People who broke glass and did doors working or other federal law enforcement entities.
Now, before he does this is why he's about to get beat up, okay? Whenever these folks are lying, they fall back on, I cannot talk about it because it's an ongoing investigation. That's the key. See, when you ever want to double trap somebody, you set your baseline. You ask them a series of questions that their concern is down. They're relaxed. So on one end, you're like, all right, so, what color is the sky? Oh, it's blue. Okay. Yeah. What's your mom and dad's name? Diane and Ted. Okay. Have you ever stolen anything? Why are you asking that? No, I just want to know, have you ever stolen anything? I mean, I don't know. I ain't even on this. Man, I ain't answering that. See, right there, you answered it. When you act normal and you're answering questions and then something uncomfortable comes up and you say, man, I ain't got to answer that, you just did. So here's how he just answered it.
It was an ongoing criminal investigation, and I'm really not at liberty to discuss.
Yes, basically, yes. That's what he just did, because he answered all those other questions right before that. Now you get to that. Was there any FBI agents in that crowd?
As you know, I can't talk about an ongoing investigation.
There have been some filings in the nature of discovery, which is been provided to the defendants, other than that, I can't discuss this now.
Well, we've seen some of those filings that talk about persons 1 through 20-something.
Getting the
persons 1 designated by number, were those people that were employed by the FBI or federal entities, or were they confidential informants?
Again, I don't know those specifics, but I do not believe that any of the people you're mentioning charged in the indictment were either one.
Was a determination ever made as to who repeatedly struck Roseanne Boylan in the head with a rod before she died?
Again, I think this was a matter that was investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And
well, there's a witness on video saying that it was a D.C. Metro policeman. I didn't know if you'd been able to confirm or deny that.
Well, isn't it funny how this guy gets real lazy and lethargic on the details of these things taking place in his own city that doesn't help their narrative? But he's Johnny on the spot, coming out talking about this was the worst thing I've seen since, the Boston bombing and all that, and we're going after all these white nationalist Trump supporters. We will not tolerate all of that. But then when it comes down to things like this lady being beaten in the head potentially by a cop and died from it, nothing. When it comes down to why that cop shot Ashley Babbitt, nothing. When it comes down to the video footage showing two separate days, the same man banging on that door, encouraging folks to go in, the day before was doing the same thing. And when they asked him, do you know this guy? Did you go after him? I bet you didn't. You know what? That guy was heading it up, and I guarantee you he probably was working with you guys.
Well, on June 22nd of 2016, Judge, most of the Democrat members of Congress took over the House floor, and for the first time in history, members of Congress obstructed official proceedings,
what?
Not for 4 to 6 hours, but for virtually 26 hours. Not just violating over a dozen House rules, but actually committing the felony that some of the January 6 people are charged with. That was during the Obama administration. Nobody has been charged. And those kind of things where you let Democrat members of Congress off for the very thing that you're viciously going after people.
Vicious.
That were protesting on January 6th gives people the indication that there is a two-tiered justice system here in America. You know well, you've been a circuit court judge, you know well that confinement, pretrial confinement, is not ever to be used as punishment.
Pretrial.
Yet there are people, and understand, as a former tough law and order judge, I would sentence everyone, regardless of their party, who did violence or committed crimes on January 6th to appropriate sentences. But for heaven's sake, they are being abused in the D.C. jail. Have you done an inspection over there of the D.C. jail,
Louis,
since your department has?
So you telling me, Louis, that these folks that were arrested were in solitary confinement. And the DOJ, let's see his response to this.
Some jurisdiction.
So my understanding is Judge Lambert, who I respect very much, has...
Yeah, he held the warden in contempt, but we haven't seen improvement.
He asked for a review, and the Justice Department is conducting a review. The marshals did an inspection the other day, which was reported in the news, and the Civil Rights Division is examining the circumstances. This is the District of Columbia Jail. It's not the Bureau of Prisons, you understand.
So in other words, no. In other words, I don't care about that. That's not a priority. And you know what makes me so mad about these fake behind leaders of these departments that are really politicians slash activists is when big events are thrown at them like, hey, did you know about this? They sit back and tell us no. Didn't hear about it. When you sit back and you tell me, I just heard about this in the news, the only thing I've heard about, then I'm concerned that you are over the Department of Justice. When you're Christopher Wray and you're telling me that only what I read about in the news, you should always be one step ahead of the news. You ain't got nobody on the streets. You ain't got nobody with walkie-talkies. You ain't got no surveillance. You ain't got none of that. You're hearing about major events that's taking place just in real time. Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't looked into it. I did hear about something like that, but it was only on the news. Then you're not a very good FBI director. You're not a very good DOJ leader. Because, see, when these things come out and you are asked about them, like the real insurrection that took place a couple of days ago, when this guy was asked, did you hear about them with the Department of the Interior? All push past that police officer to get in there? You didn't hear about that?
No. I just got the details recently.
How did you get this job? You don't think there's something that serious that mirrors what you're telling us was an insurrection? Mirrors it perfectly. And you didn't hear about this one, but you sure enough heard about this one. But guys, as we close, I've been waiting to get to this one for a while. I just didn't have the time. Matt Gaetz, about a week ago, read their card. And I'm talking about he was all in their business. Matt, we're going to close with him. Get him, Matt. Ding.
Mr. Chairman, January 6th was not a good day. But to my knowledge, there's been no charge of insurrection or terrorism. Largely, the charges that have been levied against those who are involved in breaking the law result in property damage charges. And it's my expectation that if there are folks who broke the law, they should be treated no better or no worse than anyone else who breaks these particular laws.
And you know that. That is the average American citizen's expectation too. But yet we find out that that's not the truth. When Black Lives Matter has been running free, real insurrections, burning down buildings, killing folks, looting, you know, those type of protests, those the looting protests. You ain't never heard of that? There's a looting protest. Then there's an arsony protest. Y'all didn't hear about that? There's a shooting, killing folks that are conservative protests. You ain't know? These are all legitimate protests that are okay under this current administration. But those peaceful protests from conservatives are super spreaders because they want to go back to work. And a small handful of protesters who walk through the Capitol are all domestic terrorists. Yeah, let's continue.
But all of this is ridiculous. Mr. Chairman, the American people are in trouble. I was recently in Qatar on a bipartisan delegation led by Mr. Issa, and we learned directly that thousands upon thousands of Afghans were let into our country with principally no vetting, no screening. The general we met with at the base in Doha said that refugees were merely handed a blank sheet of paper, and whatever they wrote on it was deemed their paper passport. And
now, do the people know about this? Do the American citizens know about all these refugees from Afghanistan coming in through the border or brought in by our military, whomever, and just say, you know what? You know what? Write down on this paper who you are. Okay, don't worry. My name is Abdul Mustafa. There you go. Okay, Abdul, you're good. Go ahead. Walk around, enjoy yourself. People know that? And it's not that I am paranoid or scared of folks that are Arab. No, that's not it. However, we know that sometimes evil folks can slip in amongst the good ones. Secondly, you said we were getting those out that worked with our military and our citizens, but yet you just bring about 250,000 random folks. If you can make it to the plane, let's go. I would be concerned.
And people are concerned about that.
Yeah.
On our border, we functionally have a turnstile. I never believed that President Biden could be worse than President Obama on the border, but we've gone from the Obama days of catch and release to the Biden days of import and release, where people are being really beckoned across the border as a consequence of our policies and then shuttled around the country. And
well, wait a minute, Matt. Wait just a minute. So you're telling me that Obama would catch and release, but Biden, when he got up there and said, you know what, if I were them, I'd surge the border. With that just said, come on, all of y'all. How about the new group that's coming? Y'all see that one? About 3,000 or 4,000 of them. Guess what they're doing, y'all? Making big signs. Biden, we're on our way. Hook us up. Yay. Why are they doing that? Why are they name dropping Biden? See, this is how you know that you got a hookup. If I go to a club and it's somebody in there that I'm cool with and I go, yo, man, tell him Kev is here. Go get JoJo. He'll know who I am. I name dropped him for a reason. That means I got a hookup. Why are they all focused on Joe Biden? Did you see them making signs for Trump? Hey, Trump, we're on our way. So I don't know why you're coming. You're going to get turned right around when you get here. Uh-huh. In fact, they were wearing their own flags. They were telling Trump, we ain't going to, man, we're going to muscle our way through past you. But with Biden, oh, no, it's different. So let me understand this. Biden beckons them to come, brings them in, releases them into our interior, shuttles them all around our country in the night, dead of night, and lies to us about it. Interesting.
And our supply chain issues have come to the forefront of the minds of so many of Americans. I mean, supply chain used to be something people learned about in economics class.
Good old days.
And now the supply chain issues are resulting in inadequate access to things that people need.
What?
And we see the Washington Post tell Americans to just lower their expectations.
How dare they?
Regarding the American economy. I was recently at the Port of Long Beach. I saw just, you know, cargo ship after cargo ship. You could about walk from the Port of Long Beach to the Channel Islands in California without ever having your feet touch the water.
But you know, Matt, what's really important is learning about white rage. I want to know about white rage. What's really important are these parents showing up to disagree with them teaching their kids critical race theory. Parents showing up after their daughters have been molested in a darn bathroom. And then the whole city, the school board, they cover that mess. Cover it. And then we find out they sent the boy to some other place, and he did it again. See, he did it again. See, kind of like how they bring illegal immigrants in, and they break laws, and Democrats let them go and do it again. See, because they're lawless. This is how much they love our people. Let's let other people violate the innocent people. And because those other people fits our agenda on a larger scale, we can't prosecute them. But yet we don't have a two-tier justice system. It's equal right down the middle. Here we go.
On cargo ships that cannot come into port because of a total failure of the U.S. economy. Our country has been humiliated abroad.
What?
In Afghanistan, where reliance on this strategy of an Afghan government being left to facilitate American departure and withdrawal turned out to be a total fiction. And
wait a minute, Matt. Matt right now is pointing out everything that's wrong with this whole administration, everything they've done. This is a wonderful, wonderful dissertation of it. If you ever want to know just how raggedy they are, all you have to do is listen to this monologue. And he's also going to end with a wonderful just dismount. And that is going to be showing what's really going on within their hearts as it applies to us, the American people. So let's check it out.
Yeah, here we are reviewing Steve Bannon's podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, the average American, when they wake up, I don't think one of the first 100 things they think about is Steve Bannon's podcast.
No, Matt, you're wrong. You're wrong, Matt. I tell you, Matt, I don't know what your problem is, man. See, because let me see something here. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. See, that's what. See, Matt, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up. This is crazy. I can't blame Gizmo. I can't blame him. All right. Oh, somebody that got me, y'all. Hold up. Oh man. Well, listen, y'all. I sort of forgot or misplaced my white nationalist hat. Okay. Frankly, I think those illegal immigrants might have came in and stole my stuff. We all know, man, how they treat us coming here stealing our stuff. You know what I'm saying? Taking over our schools and things like that. Now, let me get back to this man right here. See, got the nerve to say that the average person don't wake up thinking about Steve Bannon's whatever majiggers. Well, let me tell you something, man. You know what I think about first thing when I wake up? White nationalism, man. Racism. See, when I get up, I want to express all of my white rage, man. You see it in my eyes. This right here is the eyes of racism, man. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to bring it back, man, in full of la-la-la-la effect. And I'm not saying that from the rap song back in the day. I got a stuttering problem. Full of la-la-la-la effect. That's what we're going to do, man. white power. See, so that's what the Democrats are trying to make us believe. Every time folks wake up, these things are on their mind. Stuff like that, stuff like racism running around the country, white nationalism, white rage, parents going into the school board, not just because they're concerned about their kids, but they're racist. They're racist. That's what they're doing. Hey, hon, let's take time off today, go down there and fuss at the school board so we can show them just how racist we are. Uh-huh. See, interesting. See, Matt is making these folks look stupid because these are the things that they're focused on that average Americans aren't. So I don't know about y'all. I don't even listen to Steve Bannon's podcast. I'm sitting there going, they're having another what? Another, why are they doing this again? What's the goal? Well, the goal is just to focus on things that can build narratives and shut down the opposition and silence folks that might be influential when it comes down to conservatives. So let's finish here and Matt point out their stupidity.
Said before or after January 6th. I think that is a uniquely Washington obsession. And it wouldn't be so damaging to our country if it wasn't absorbing the capacity of the Congress to meet the actual challenges the American people are facing. Mm-hmm. Do you really think that your constituents are out there hoping that you guys are here sharing your hot takes on Steve Bannon's podcast?
No, no, they're not. They're not out here doing that, Matt. See, most folks with a brain, first of all, their folks don't watch these. Their folks do not watch these things. They're voters. That's why the Democrats can pull this crap up. Oh, and every time I see this, I go, they're up to shenanigans again, stupidity again, waste of tax dollars again. Uh-huh. And granted, don't get me wrong, I enjoy the entertainment. I love the fact that we do got some Republicans that just beat some up all the time. But all of this stuff, these stupid investigations, inquiries, all that stuff are a waste of time and money that I do not care about at all. Not one bit. Only reason I'm even talking about it is because of the bigger agenda that they have planned by doing this, which Matt is about to bring out.
Rather than dealing with the inflation that is crushing them, the border crisis that is concerning them, the problems we have abroad, it's truly shameful that this has got the focus and the obsession of so many in the Congress. There's been discussion today about Mr. Bannon's response being one of total and complete defiance. I believe those are the words that my colleague from Colorado used. But that's not true. Mr. Bannon simply wants claims of executive privilege to be resolved. And I am not competent to resolve those questions. I don't know if those claims are meritorious or not.
So why are they doing
but
that,
I
man?
Do think that a person, when presented with such demands from the January 6th committee, might reasonably want those questions to be resolved in the absence of some total and complete defiance. We saw this in the Don McGahn scenario, where once the constitutional questions and legal issues were resolved, Mr. McGahn came in and we were able to have an interview.
So then why don't the Democrats want to go through the process? Why do they want to circumvent the process? Because the process exposed that they're fake. See, they probably were better off never trying to impeach Trump, because when the trial came, it exposed just how corrupt and phony and hypocritical they are. Do you think that they really want to get to the bottom of January 6th? We already got to it. We just heard the DOJ director just come out and say, well, nobody's been charged with insurrection. Nobody's been charged with domestic terrorism. Case closed. So what are you looking for now? See, what y'all are looking for is another narrative. What you're looking for is to go after Trump's cabinet members and your political opposition. What you're looking for is using the Department of Justice, the FBI, abusing your power to go after an American citizen that opposes you guys and create a lie or a narrative out of something that isn't. See, because it's not good enough right now for just, the insurrection narrative. They need a face to go with it. Yeah, they need a Steve Bannon. He quarterbacked this whole thing. Same thing they tried to do to get to Trump. Start off with someone who is insignificant. George Snuffleupagus, Carter Page, all of these folks never even met with Trump. But yet you destroyed their lives trying to get to Trump. Abusing your power, showing that it's a two-tier justice system. Did y'all go after all of those folks that were using fake dossiers and stuff? Did you go after them like you went after George Papadopoulos and them? No? Oh, okay. Interesting. Finish, Matt.
Much has been said today about the failing institutions in America and who is to blame for them.
Really?
So many of my colleagues on the left talk about Trump being this savage against our institutions, and our institutions are all going to fail because of Trump and the insurrectionist Republicans. But truly, this is a case of projection. After the 2016 election...
Hold up. Here it comes off. Matt then got loose. He started off sparring. Now he's throwing some haymakers. Here it comes, the exposing of their corrupt motive.
Democrats repeatedly call President Trump an illegitimate president. They damaged the institution of our electoral process by claiming that Trump was a Russian agent.
Bam!
How phony and fake that all turned out to be. We've even seen the Democrats back institutions that have done great violence to our sense of justice. When the FBI was changing evidence in a secret court to go after President Trump and his allies, they certainly were able to rely on my colleagues on the left to have their back.
Oh! Ding! Take a break, Matt. Take a break. You deserve it. Because now this dude's about to get in and mop the floor with the rest of them. Y'all hear that? See, that's why they did all of that. Because they knew the FBI had their back. They knew that the FBI knew that the Democrats had their back. And the Democrats knew the FBI had their back. All of these folks working together, all of that corruption floating around, all of these violations of procedures, policies, processes, and yet nobody's going after them. They're chasing around white rage. They're chasing around insurrection. They're not chasing down their own corrupt politicians that's abusing their power. They're not chasing down Hillary Clinton that brought that fake phony dossier, or at least the idea of them to get, you know what we should do? Let's go ahead and demonize Trump and say that he's a Russian agent, as she does to almost everybody. Democrats all do that. McCarthyism runs through their blood. They must all be related to McCarthy, every single Democrat. When in doubt, accuse somebody of being a traitor, a Russian agent. But notice they don't accuse folks of being a Chinese agent. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy how they don't bring up Eric Fartwell, who hooked up with you know who, y'all? Oh, shoot, wait a minute.
Won't you take me to Funky Fang? Won't you take me to Funky Fang? Won't you take me to Funky Fang? Won't you take me to Funky Fang?
Yeah, Eric. Art Wells' nose was wide open. You could have parachuted right into his nostrils and landed on his brain. That is how big.
Won't you say?
Won't you take me too? And yet, he still got a job. Yet, they have not come out and called this man a Chinese agent. Trump didn't even talk to Putin, and he was a Putin puppet. He was a Russian agent. This man had an affair with a full-blown spy and still got his job on the darn, what is he, on the Intel community. Go figure. I wonder what Intel did Funky Fang get from this dude while he was sleeping off that late night of passion. Interesting.
And the U.S. dollar is a pretty important institution to American families.
Thank you.
And the policies being considered by the majority in this Congress would crush the dollar. It would punish savers and seniors, leading to massive inflation, getting people caught with real impact on their lives that go beyond your perception of Steve Bannon's podcast.
Yeah,
so this week, it is the institution of Congress that is failing to meet the needs of the people. But in the prior panel, we heard Chair Thompson and Congresswoman Cheney really give up the game, because this isn't about a contempt proceeding. Everything the American people are watching today is about the inward turning of our national security apparatus and law enforcement against political rivals. Mr. Thompson, Chairman Thompson, talked about criminal contempt referrals. I would proffer to the committee that Chairman Thompson knows exactly why he made that statement, because he knows there are willing hands at the Department of Justice ready to receive such a referral and to criminalize our politics.
Wonderful, Matt. You know why I love it? Because Matt is reading their motive. He's exposing it. So if I'm getting this straight, they start setting it up, y'all, by using terms that the DOJ would use to go after people and that the FBI would use to go after people. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you, DOJ, FBI, what you need to hear to say, well, yes, we'll go after and investigate that. So you're going to use terms that aren't really applicable to these people, but we're going to create a narrative that these people are obstructing justice because they want to go through the process. See? They don't want y'all to just bring him up there so y'all can badger him, try to get him to lie, throw out all these false allegations, all this stuff. So instead of this person being allowed to allow the courts to work it out, we're going to go ahead and say this man's obstructing justice. This man, he denied coming to. So just drop those terms out because we know that we got some good old boys who would then take those things and run with it. And then all of a sudden these guys are in there just like George Papadopoulos. They're in there just like Carter Page trying to defend themselves, breaking their pockets, dragging them through all of these stupid investigations and trials, all of that stuff. That's what they want to do. And Matt knows it. Okay, and he's exposing that mess, and that's what burns up the American people, because we see it clearly, but the bubbleheads don't. So just like these folks know that the people in the Department of Justice is waiting on that, for an example of that being true, all you got to do is see what just recently happened with Merrick Garland. I mean, what is he doing? I guess he's DOJ now. But he wrote that memo saying, yeah, go after the parents, 5 days after the memo got there. That's record-breaking time. So why do you think they sent that to the White House and to him? Because they knew they had somebody waiting right there to catch it and run with it. See, I wouldn't get that response. If Kev from Kevin's Corner wrote a letter right now, sent it up there to the DOJ, directed towards the Mayor Garland or whoever, these two's picking on me. They're scaring me. They're bullying me. They're calling me. There's nothing. Nothing. In fact, they might open up an investigation on me. But yet, the school board does that. The school board, National School Board Association, they does that. They get an immediate response. Interesting. Finish this, Matt.
Mr. Bannon wants to wait to see if there is a privilege issue resolved by a court. And as a consequence, this is all just theater to set up the utilization of criminal process against Steve Bannon. We also heard Congresswoman Cheney echo those very themes. In her comments regarding Leader McCarthy, someone that I don't agree with in all circumstances, Congresswoman Cheney said that Mr. McCarthy had been especially active in blocking the January 6th committee. Those words were chosen on purpose because obstructing a congressional investigation, as we all know, is a crime. Oh. And so this isn't about Mr. McCarthy's discussions. This isn't about his perspective. This isn't about his votes or his speeches. This is about setting up people like Steve Bannon and Kevin McCarthy for criminal process.
Y'all hear that? See, you know what's wonderful about being smart? Wonderful about being a conservative, someone who uses your noodles, your brains, is you can see this garbage. Clearly. You can see through their motive, just as clear as day, they are operating like kids. That is how transparent their motive is. That is like when a kid goes and get a popsicle and you done told them not to get a popsicle and hey, what are you doing with that popsicle, huh? I was bringing one for you. You know that kid was not bringing that popsicle for you. You know that kid got that popsicle for themselves. And it's funny because in the kid's mind, they think they're getting over. They think, oh, I done pulled a fast one on mom or dad, man. They would never know I was getting this popsicle just for me. But this is how see-through these folks are. I'm like, y'all are like kids. I can see that y'all are plotting and trying to set up all of this crap. Well, I'll be darned. YouTube just went down. It said unable to connect at this moment. Well, let us see. What is going on with that? Huh. Hold on. Well, I'm back, y'all. YouTube was trying to tell me they were unable to connect at this moment. Bunch of bull crap. That's what I said it at. Get back to my popsicle example. Yeah, that is how see-through these Democrats are. They're like kids, man, where you can see their motive. Walk up to the kid. The kid comes to you. You're sitting there eating something. The kid goes over and comes up to you. And you know what? I like ice cream. Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I like ice cream a lot. Well, that's nice. What do you think that kid is doing? The kid thinks, watch this. I'm about to manipulate and bribe them to get some ice cream. But the adult, the one with the big brain, is going, I know exactly what you're trying to do. That's your indirect way of asking me to give you some ice cream. How about you just be honest, cut through the chase and say, I want some ice cream. But yet these Democrats are trying to pretend they're really trying to fight for justice and get to the truth of the insurrection. Huh? So Matt's calling it out.
And the American people need to know that has begun now. It began in that committee, and this is another step along the way to criminalize political activity.
But, Matt,
but the American people should also know.
No,
it's not just the Kevin McCarthys and the Steve Bannons that are going to be targeted.
What?
It's not just going to be the powerful and the rich and the famous and people you see on TV. And the tell for that is that the federal government is going to be reviewing transactions over $600.
Oh.
That's what they want to do. And the whole reason that's the case is because it's not going to be an effort exclusively against those with money and power.
No.
It is going to be an effort against regular Americans to criminalize their politics.
Oh, my God. Matt, now see, that's the stuff that'll get you on a hit list, y'all. This man just told us exactly what's going on. He gave us that playbook. Soon as, see, this is how, I'm telling you, it feels good. I mean, you don't want to feel arrogant, but it does feel good to know exactly what's going on and not be deceived. I don't know about y'all. Soon as the you-know-what hit, did any of y'all think that this is just a natural occurring mots that just dropped out the sky? No. Soon as it hit, I said, how'd it get here? How did that mess get here? Why? Is it spreading? Why are the Democrats jumping on board with these narratives? What are they going to use this for? I was able to peep that out. When they start talking about changing all of the voter laws in certain areas to accommodate this, I said, you don't know what they're about to do? Hold on. People say I'm buffering. Let me put the Wi-Fi back on. Because the Wi-Fi was on when this mess. Okay, now let's see. Wi-Fi is back on for YouTube. We got to hurry up till we got 9 minutes left. Now, YouTube, you back? Give me the thumbs up if you're back. There we go. Okay. Now, so anyway, when all of these things happened, we were like, y'all don't see what they're doing? They're very transparent. They were setting all that up. The whole January 6th thing. I'm like, y'all don't see that they planted that? All of this, you think that these aren't Trump supporters? When is the last time you seen Trump supporters bringing gas masks, huh? Did nobody watch all the video of these dudes taking off their Trump gear and putting on their black and their masking? Nobody watched that? See, when I see things like all of that and I'm able to read it, and then you hear politicians get up there and say stuff like this, the director of the Department of Justice, FBI, you know, all of that stuff, and they act like, oh, at least we didn't heard about something like that, but we don't know. I'm going bullcrap. Kev from Kevin's Corner should not know this, and if I know it, then you should know it. When I saw Palace of Bricks doing all those riots, being dropped off, just so happened to be in those areas where the rioting would take place, I said to myself, nobody's able to take a camera. You find everybody else. Uh-huh. You track down all those folks in January 6th, but yet you can take a camera and say, let's watch this for a 24-hour span to see who brought the pile of bricks. But yet FBI came from, we don't know how these are. They just formed organically. Nobody saw all of those big buses that just got brought in with all of those protesters just getting up. Huh? No cameras, no follow-up, no deputy dogs got that nose to just go and find that type of evidence. Nothing. So when Kev can dig up those things and discover them, figure them out, I have to conclude that they're not doing that because they've chosen not to. Let's continue, Max.
My friends, Democrats need January 6th right now more than ever. They need it because they can't pass a bill. I mean, this isn't Republicans. This was the gentleman from New Jersey, Mr. Gottheimer, and others in the Blue Dog Caucus saying, we were promised a vote on the infrastructure bill, and it is a betrayal of the trust that we have with Speaker Pelosi that vote didn't occur. So here we are.
Sucks.
You can't get an infrastructure bill. You can't get a reconciliation bill. You can't meet the needs of the country. The border is a mess.
Yeah.
Afghans are coming in unvetted. The dollar is crumbling. The economy is failing. Supply chain issues are hurting Americans' families. And you desperately need to obsess about January 6th.
Bingo.
I would suggest that you need to move on, and the American people are ready to move on. But if we are going to obsess about calls for violence, it would be important to note that there's a good amount of hypocrisy in this Democrat-led effort. For example, when Congresswoman Maxine Waters called on Democrats to physically intimidate President Trump's cabinet officials, there was no such effort for contempt or review or committees or commission. Congresswoman Waters said, let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore. It was a free state senator who said, I hope Trump is assassinated. It was former Attorney General Eric Holder.
Wait a minute. Ain't that a threat? Ain't that a threat? We heard the director of the Department of Justice running around talking about these parents out there at these school board meetings, threatening folks, intimidating them, making phone calls and stuff like that, showing up mad because their daughter got raped in the bathroom, all of that stuff. See, that's that stuff right there we need to look into because that's threatening. But yet, we hope Trump gets assassinated. It's more threatening than that. Interesting. Matt, finish him.
Said, no, when they go low, we kick them, referring to Republicans. Physical kinetic energy against your political opponent. Speaker Pelosi called President Trump an imposter and said it is dangerous to allow the American voters to evaluate his performance.
She's undermining our institutions, isn't she? Right? See, when she got out there talking, he's an illegitimate president and all of these things, and he knows. Listen, what else she said?
In the 2020 election, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley urged unrest on the streets.
What?
She said, you know, there needs to be unrest in the streets as long as there is unrest in our
lives. I remember hearing that.
We saw our country face violence and vandalism for months during the summer of 2020.
What?
Where was the commission to evaluate that unfortunate activity?
I don't know.
In 2017, Speaker Pelosi said, our election was hijacked. There is no question. Congress has a duty to protect our democracy and follow the facts. So I guess in that case, protecting our democracy meant destabilizing the presidency.
I know right now she's like, well, somebody choked Matt Gaetz to death. Right now he's exposing my hypocrisy and corruption. So now Matt Gaetz is bringing up old receipts. So as they constantly get out there talking reckless, Trump's, he's a Russian agent. He worked for Putin. Putin wasn't even saying that. Putin's sitting back like, stupid Americans, we don't have to do anything. Mother Russia shall rise again because Democrats greed. So as they're over here destroying our country with McCarthyism, Marxism, socialism, all of those things, Matt points that out. The same things that they're accusing Trump and all of the folks that supported him of doing, they themselves are guilty of. What? That's 101. Marxism 101. Choose your darn enemies of that which you are guilty of. So in other words, Matt, what you're telling me is they are the ones that undermined our institutions and destabilized our trust in our FBI and our DOJ and all of that. Yeah, when parents are now being thrown on potential dangling list for terrorists. See, when they allow folks to burn stuff and they're not dealt with, but yet they come at us full force. And now we're supposed to trust, though, that the Lady Justice is blind. That's what you're telling me, Matt? He's almost done. Here we go.
And now all this pomp and circumstance,
and that's what
to preserve it.
Pomp.
We heard Speaker Pelosi also say, quote, I'm counting down the hours. I plan to pull him out of there by his hair,
no,
his little
didn't.
Hands and feet.